The title of this essay is Multi-Dimensions. Any physical object is going to have the same three dimensions of measurement: height, width, and depth. With that in mind, I have always found the term multidimensional to be curious language. You hear people talk of beings from the eighth dimension, or some such number, and it leaves me scratching my head. Of course, saying your guide comes from the 11th dimension sounds cool, but what other measurements are these people thinking are involved in an additional 8 dimensions? All species on this planet see within a similar collective ability, light waves on a spectrum. To be precise, visible light is the portion of electromagnetic radiation that is visible to the human eye, responsible for the sense of sight. Visible light has a wavelength in a range from about 380 or 400 nanometers to about 760 to 780 nanometers, with a frequency range of about 405 terahertz to 790 terahertz. And all species here on this planet within a similar collective ability, sound waves on a spectrum. To be precise, hearing is normally limited to frequencies between 20 hertz and 20,000 hertz. Other species may have a different range of hearing, but the same general frequencies are shared by all, with some perceiving slightly higher or slightly lower. What seems low to our perceptions could perhaps be very high to another being whose eyes and ears are tuned to a different spectrum of light and sound. It would appear normal to their sense organs, just as light and sound appear normal to ours. What seems high to our perceptions could perhaps be very low to another being whose eyes and ears are tuned to a different spectrum of light and sound. Again, it would seem normal to their sense organs, just as light and sound appear normal to ours. Ask any quantum physicist, and they will tell you we are made up of mostly space. There is enormous space between the subatomic particles that make up matter. We perceive matter by sight and touch, primarily. So what if instead of multidimensional beings, they were really multi-vibrational beings? That would make sense to me because our sense organs, the eyes and ears, would not be able to perceive them, not because they were higher or lower awareness, but because they existed in a reality of different spectrums of vibration for light and sound and solidity. Word usage says a lot about a person. It tells me whether they really question their beliefs or not, and whether they just borrow their beliefs because it sounds cool. It would make sense that, like dogs or other highly perceptive animals to sound, perhaps there are humans that can sense slightly higher or lower than the general populace, and like two ships passing in the fog, they could call out and hear the calling out of beings in a different vibrational reality than ours. Does this make more sense to you? Or do you think multi-dimension beings sounds more likely? Can you tell me what those other measurements of a physical object might be? The implications of multi-vibrational realities are many, not the least of which are many realities coexisting in the same space that we do. But because each reality has a signature of sound and light, we never are aware of each other except via a more metaphysical sense. Interesting contemplation material, in the very least.